in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verses 12 and 13, I want to read them for a moment. And we can align with what the Lord, want to train us in today. And while you open it, open to 1 John 2 and put your finger there. And I'm going to do the best I can here. So much here that the Lord is saying to me. And no one is here by accident. First John 2, put your finger in 1 John 2. Here in 1 Corinthians 2, 12 it says, now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. You see that? Now why? Why? 1 Corinthians 2, 12, why? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. In other words, if we don't, the things that are given to us of God comes through spiritual channels. Yes, sir. They're not naturally, they're not mentally, it's of the spirit. Now the next verse is going to say something very, 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 very important. 13th verse. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches. Now hear what I want you to hear. But watch what? Watch the who teaches? What the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So there's the Holy Ghost as a teacher. You see that? He's the mighty teacher. I said the Holy Ghost is he's the master teacher. He is the original teacher that God assigned to teach all teachers about spiritual things. So there's nothing he does not know about God. Nothing he does not know about heaven. Nothing he doesn't know about blessing. Nothing he don't know about the kingdom. There's nothing he don't know about deliverance. There's nothing he don't know about freedom, the Holy Spirit. There's nothing he don't, even what you're dealing with, he knows. He knows the solution, all right? Now, in 1 John 2, 1 John 2, not John Gospel, now 1 John 2. I need you to stick with me. 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. 1 John 2, verse 27. But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you. Now when you say anointing, the first person you think about is the Holy Spirit. He's the anointer, right? Anointing is that's the divine ability of God to do things beyond the ordinary. Uh-huh, you heard me? The anointing is the divine ability of God to do things out of the ordinary. Do the impossible. All right? So he says now, but the anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it's taught you, ye shall abide in him. Now, the Holy Spirit training in supernatural sonship. Write that down. The Holy Spirit training in supernatural sonship. There has to be a training here. Arguments, opinions, facts, all can be changed by truth. It may be that they say your right knee need to be operated on. That's a fact. But as you believe God, before you get to the table, truth can overrule that fact. So any argument in your life, any opinion in your life that's going on now that do not agree with what what life is all about. You have to know any fact. You have to know it can be overruled any moment. If you function in your sonship properly. All right? Now, what the Holy Spirit wants to do is, and I'll tell you what he got to deal with. He got to deal with some things. He wants to remove the veil off of sonship. That veil been on sonship for a long time. Why? The church has been saturated with a substitute gospel. If you don't understand it, you're going to understand the next statement. If you don't understand that statement, you're going to understand the next statement. The sons of God has been raped with a self-help gospel. The sons of God, the sons and daughters of God has been raped with a self-help gospel. Not the real gospel, because when sonship shows up, your healing shows up. When sonship shows up, debt cancellation shows up. All right? Why many Christians refuse to accept the supernatural? Because of information, facts, reasoning, argument, even biblical knowledge. They argue about things. But remember this, truth and revelation knowledge changes all things. What I say? You just said a mouthful. You said something that the average Christian had never known. Truth and revelation. Come on, get it. Knowledge changes all of these. It changed information, it changed facts, it changed reasoning, it changed opinion, it changed argument, and it even changed a person who talking with you with Bible knowledge. Bible knowledge is not revelation knowledge. It does not become revelation knowledge until the Holy Ghost get involved in it. To live in the supernatural. Supernatural is nothing is impossible. It's a dimension of miracles, signs, and wonders. You cannot live in the supernatural without a revelation and faith. Are you listening to me? When you understand your sonship right, you no longer can operate in fear, worry, doubt, and unbelief. That's gone out of your life. God is calling for perceivers and expectors. God is calling for perceivers. Write that down. God is calling for perceivers. In other words, you can perceive what's the next step here. Your sense is crying out, no, no, don't go that way. But you got a Holy Ghost perception. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. And firmly, I put down here, take your position in the Spirit. Which is dominion, subduing, and authority. And you do that by having the supply of the Spirit. Everybody say, having the supply of the Spirit. Now, I really want to work with you on this. Letting the Holy Spirit train you in supernatural sonship. Say that. Now, how many of y'all understand what I'm talking about when I say supernatural sonship? I'm talking about being able to function as the Bible say we can function. Let me take you to four things here that will help you to understand. You write these four things down. Let me get to them. That's four things I want to tell you. I'm going to go ahead of myself. I'm going to tell you these four things that you can operate in. Wait a minute. Take these four things and incubate them, because I'm going to have to come back to explain them later on. It may be in the next part of this series, but I want you to have them now. Number one, know that God has planned for you to walk in the miraculous. Amen. Know that God has planned for you to walk in the miraculous. Number two, relinquish all claims to your life. Give it to him. Total surrender to him. Relinquish all claims to your life. Number three, know your position of kingdom dominion and walk in it. Amen. Know your position of kingdom dominion and walk in it. And number four, I want you to have these four things, and I'm going to go back and then start teaching. I might not get to the explanation of them, but I want you to have them. Number four, take your position of power and authority over Satan. Take your position of power and authority. All right, Lord, I'll do it. Say, come on, repeat after me. Know that God has planned
for
you
to walk in the miraculous.
Number two. Now, that word relinquish, that's not a big word. It means just give up. All right, you ready? Relinquish all claims to your life. In other words, you're giving him total control, right? Number three, know your position of kingdom dominion. Boy, you ain't saying nothing. You just sitting there looking at me. I'm going to say it now. I'm going to look at your big lips. You better talk.
Know your position
of kingdom dominion
and walk in it.
He talked that time. Check it out. He talked that time. He knew I was talking to him. Number four, take your position
of power
and authority over Satan. All right. Now, when you talk about letting the Holy Spirit train you in supernatural, now this term, supernatural sonship, is not a regular term. I never heard it before. Have you, anybody ever heard supernatural sonship? Anybody know how? The term, supernatural sonship. I've been 40 years. I've been searching 40 years. I never heard that. So it's not a usual term, but it's got a reality in it. Say it, supernatural sonship.
Supernatural sonship.
See? And now, here's what we have. Many rather the emotional than the revelation of a supernatural church. And I got a note here, because of a lack of understanding. When the Holy Spirit opens our eyes, we will operate in supernatural sonship. Where sickness, lack, and disease will have to leave. You're going to have to come to terms with this, that He is the Father of my spirit. God is the Father of my spirit. He's not the Father of my flesh. He operates through my spirit. My being like him in his image and in his likeness is in spiritual order. All right? You know you don't look like God physically, right? Now, get this combination. He's the Father of my spirit. He's the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the Father of glory. Those three statements are important. He's the Father of my spirit. He's the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. God is. And he's the Father of glory. Now, when you talk about glory, glory is such an expansion and an enlargement that anything goes. His glory can make anything happen. All right? You know, I have a whole lot of scripture here. And I want to deal with having the experience as a son. If you just can live in your sonship about 20 minutes, you'll never go back. Having this, so I want the Holy Spirit to teach us how to have an experience as a real son of God. How to have an experience in the spirit realm. How to have real joy. All right. It is one thing to believe that the church is, that God is bringing the church into a new supernatural dimension of his power, and to believe that he will release miracles, signs, and wonders. I mean, you start experiencing miracles. Start experiencing signs and wonders, which we're not at the degree we should be.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But the supernatural sonship will cause you to start experiencing the miracle.
Yes, sir.
In other words, greater than anything you have ever experienced. His miracle power flowing in your life, your family, your job, and your community.
Yes, sir.
See, a man who have had an experience do not have to answer a man with argument.
Amen.
Talk to him up in here now. See, the man in the argument, he just arguing. He don't know what you're talking about. But once you have had an experience, you can't tell me now that in this dispensation, God's Spirit does not raise people from the dead. You can't tell me God don't give people new knees, new lungs, new kidneys, and new heart. You can't tell me God can't change iron to bone. I've seen that. So I have an experience. So your argument,
right,
you know, with your calculator don't mean nothing to me. With your scientific explanation don't mean nothing to me, because I've had an experience in the supernatural. Once you have an experience in the supernatural, the man with the argument is invalidated.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes,
so Jesus and the Holy Spirit want us not just talking about our sonship, but he wants us to experience the power that he has made available for us through the finished work of Christ. That's the cross, you see. And then the sending of the Holy Spirit, who is in charge today, who can make anything happen. He can. So not only the experience, my brothers and sisters, but if you're going to go into supernatural sonship, you're going to have to take hold of the power. What I said? You must position yourself to take hold of God's miraculous power. You see it throughout the Bible. See it throughout the Bible. You have challenges. You see in the Old Testament and New Testament. You see, the sentence had been placed on Peter, the sentence of death in Acts 12. But the church prayed him out and turned the sentence of death around, and Peter lived. When you take hold of the power of God, you can turn things around. You can change things that was going one way. You can turn it around and make it go the way you want it to go. Is that good news? That's good news. So you got to take hold of the power. You must position yourself to take hold of the miraculous power. What do Lord want me to tell you? Why you have to position yourself to take hold of the power? It does not happen automatically because you say you're a church member. It does not happen automatically because you take communion. It does not happen automatically because you've been baptized with water. It does not happen because you tell the Lord, I drove 100 and something miles to get here. You got to take hold of the power. Are you following me? Come on, stick with me. It will not happen automatically. Tell your neighbor, it won't happen automatically. Yeah, some of the things you got to get real of for it to happen. Traces of unbelief. You got to prepare your heart to have intimate communion with the Lord. You got to spend time with Him. It's not going to happen. I say you got to spend time with Him. And then you're going to have to take the word of God and align your mind with the mind of God. The Bible called it being renewed in your mind. You remember Romans 12, 2? You got to take your mind, align your mind, because otherwise your mind going to be jumping and hollering and hopping and saying stuff and putting doubt in you, and he's going to tell you you can't go here, you can't have this. Don't pay that no mind. Align your mind with the word of God. So not only do you have to have an experience, then you have to take hold of the power. Are you hearing me? Now the third thing you're going to, this one, you better listen real good. Revelation precedes manifestation. Revelation precedes manifestation. In other words, before you can get something from heaven to happen down here, you're going to have a revelation. Are y'all listening? Revelation is the revealed will of God. The Holy Spirit is the revelator. It's the revealed will of God in your spirit. Something that you couldn't think of. Are you following me? But it came to you by the Holy Ghost. Now about 25 minutes, the Lord, 20 minutes, I'm going to preach a little while, and then the Lord's going to hit this place. I can sense it already. There's a settling of the spirit. It's not a wild, emotional thing, but the Spirit of God want to do something in you today. You in agreement? How many of y'all in agreement with the Spirit?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all wouldn't let Him do what He want to do?
Yes, sir.
All right, so now, so revelation precedes manifestation. So the reason a lot of people don't have manifestation, you heard I talk about the self-help gospel, being positive-minded, being optimistic, all that's okay. But when it comes down to spiritual warfare, no. Turn it over, baby. Being positive-minded, being optimistic, huh? Being real smart, you was the head of your class, huh? That's not going to work spiritually. I just say right now, baby, you're going to have to lay your degrees down up in here. We're talking further than your degree. Southern and Harvard can't go here. LSU either. See, this is another, I'm not down on it. I'm just telling you, you can't use it here. It's another dimension. Religion can't work here. Your good beat can't work here. You got to have a revelation. You follow what I'm saying? Come on, now talk to me now. You got to have a revelation. The spirit, see, we're talking about the spirit world. We're talking about holiness, sanctification, righteousness. We're talking about dimensions and realms that are higher than any institution that exists. You know, a lot of these institutions think they're equal with the church. They're not. The church made them. They're not. You know, they get these high sororities and stuff, high class stuff. They think they're all that with all their little emblem and all that. They're not that high. It's the spirit that run the show. How many agree with me in here now? I know some of y'all sororities up in here, and you got your degrees and all that stuff. That don't matter right now, baby. I'm trying to take you to another dimension. Don't you park right there. This is not science. This is the spirit. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. One of the major reasons why so many Christians within the body of Christ refuse to accept the validity of miracles today and fail to believe that God still works miracles on the behalf of His people is a lack of revelation knowledge. It's a lack of the Holy Spirit revealing to them You more than that. You more than a jump and a jerk. You had the ability to make something happen. What I said? Supernaturally. Miracles, signs, and wonders are knocking on your door. Now, supernatural sonship is your personal calling. God is calling you to let Him function through you supernaturally. What's supernatural is not natural. It's not normal. Before you can operate in the supernatural miracles of God, you must have a revelation of God the Father in His power and glory. You know, thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Now, one thing we got kingdom problem. What the kingdom problem is? We got government problem. We got leadership problem. We got submission problem. We got equal problem. You know what I mean by equal problem? Everybody in the spirit world equal? No! No! That just like in the army, there are leaders. And I'm afraid to tell you, I'm glad to tell you, that know more than you. That has something to tell you to add on to what you read. And see, until you get there, you're not gonna be able to talk. You say, well, I know, read the scripture, you say, I know that. Do you? And then you'll have to have illumination in your heart. The Holy Spirit, He illuminates you in your heart. He gives you light on the inside, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Hallelujah.
Oh my. The Holy Spirit illuminates you in your heart. You couldn't see it. You couldn't see your way out. You couldn't see a breakthrough. Look like all the walls had you tied in. But the Holy Spirit shows you a door with your name on it.
What?
Nobody else see the door. They say there's no door there. You walk right on through it. Why? It's your door. There's a door for that situation.
Yes,
but you got to let the Holy Spirit show it to you.
Yes.
And you got to be bold enough to go by yourself.
Yes.
You heard that? You heard that? I heard that.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can't be operating the supernatural with a crowd of people.
Right.
You got to be bold enough.
Yes.
God show it to you.
Yes.
Say it. God, give me illumination.
God, give me illumination.
In my spirit.
In my spirit.
About every situation. In my life.
Oh,
y'all don't know what happened that time. You know what happened that time? God, give me illumination.
Show me the door
of every situation
in my life.
Wow, y'all don't know what's happening. Y'all know what's happening? That's the Holy Ghost, man. That's the Holy Ghost. Give me some water. God, give me illumination
of every situation.
Show me the door.
In my life.
Wow. Wow. That's man. Listen, I'm about to tell you something. You missed it. That was one of the hits about to come. See, I felt a strong anointing there. Because if God illuminates you, that situation is going to be taken out. Now, there's a swing. Every one of us in this auditorium and are watching me around the world are living below your means. This supernatural sonship is a trip, my brothers and sisters. It's a trip into another dimension. It's a trip where you're praying and God says something odd to you. And you have enough faith to act on it. And you walk out of a situation you've been dealing with for 15 years. May that fall on you today. May you receive that, the things you're dealing with. But God want to deal with them supernaturally. Sit down. Let me teach you a little more. Now, we know revelation goes beyond mere head knowledge, right? All right. True revelation, say this with me. True revelation, is born of the Spirit. True revelation is born of the Spirit. All right. This, I got to go real slow with this because this happened to so many of us. And I want to take it from you today. I'm going to take it from you and put you in another position. I want to take something you think. I want to take something from you that you think that is it. And I want to give you it in the place of it. All right. So, something you think that's it because if you think you got it, if you think you got it, you're not going to look for it no more. Uh-huh. Now, listen to what I say carefully. Peter saw it, but couldn't get it until he had a revelation. Now, listen, I'm going to read this to you. The apostle Peter lived in close communion with Jesus. All right, could you say that? If you read the Bible, you know that. And he was an observer of Jesus' miracle. He watched blind eyes open, saw the power of God flowing through him to cast out demons and raise the dead. He saw that. But one day, Peter had a revelation.
All right, Dad. Work with it, Dad.
See, seeing and revelation are not the same. See, go back and say, Peter saw it, but couldn't get it until he had a revelation. See, you have seen it. You know more scriptures up in your head than the average church know. But that's not good enough. We can quote scriptures all day long up in here. So you have seen the scripture. But you can't practice it. You can't have it. You can't walk it. You can't receive it until, talk to me. Until what? So you see your sonship. But you cannot have your sonship until you personally, not by group, you personally permit the Holy Spirit to give you a revelation of who you really are and what you really can have and what you really can do. Church will not be exciting to you until you find that out. You will not have to come to church by faith no more. If you find that out, you will not have to come to church by faith. You come to church by reality because you know the Lord gonna speak to you and give you some more of what you want. And that's what have stunted the growth of the church and stunted the miracles, stunted the sign. Because too many of us have seen it.
Wow.
but do not have a revelation of it. The manifestation can't come by you seeing it. The manifestation comes when you have a revelation and know how to walk in it. You can't walk by faith without a revelation. You can't walk in love without a revelation. You can't fight the good fight without a revelation. You can't believe without a revelation. You can't receive without a revelation. Unless the Holy Spirit opens it up to you, you're waiting in vain. You don't have enough to make it happen. So I say you're healed. I say your house paid for it. Your car paid for it. See, it's a revelation. Once you get the revelation, see, oh my, I heard something. Revelation, listen to me well. This is the Holy Ghost. I'm going to tell you something now. This is good. Revelation opened the door for special visitation. See, but when you get a revelation, the revelation opened the door. It set a highway for the Holy Ghost to travel on. Are you following me? And then there's a visitation. And when he visit, he never come empty-handed. Do you know the Lord knows your problem? Do you know the Lord knows your greatest dream? Do you know he can solve the problem and manifest the dream? Do you know we got to stop messing around with this emotional gospel? This self-help gospel which makes you selfish? Would make you praying all the time about what you need, what you want? Never prayed about your neighbor. Oh. Yeah, see, when we came out of the jungle of unbelief and denominational tradition, we came into the word of faith and came into the full gospel, but we forgot. We forgot about the Lord's work. Give me a few more minutes. Shut up. Give me a few moments. Matthew 16:16. We cannot be guessing about the Lord. We have to know. When he asked them in Matthew 16, who knew man said I am? They was guessing. See, when you got scripture with no revelation, you're guessing. When you got a Bible verse with no revelation, you're guessing. You're not really in faith. You need a revelation. You need to know the answer before the answer show up. You need to know the answer. You need to have it before it manifests.
Come on, Dad.
But only revelation going to bring it to you. You can't be guessing. Well, he might do it like that. That's not your business how he going to do it. All you got to do is come to a revelation. He is done. Say it, it's done. See, that's the way Revelation says it's done. I'm not worried about how he gonna do it. God got a million ways to do things. But when I get a revelation, when God say okay, that's all right with me. God said okay, Leroy, that's it. I don't need you to talk to me. I don't need no phone call. I don't need no meeting. I don't need no second emotion. I don't need no voting. I heard the Lord say, okay. Through a revelation. See, you see, but you don't have it. So that's why we walk around heavy with scriptures. We can quote that Bible, but you don't have it. You just see it. I'm tired of looking at stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm tired of looking at stuff. I need stuff to manifest. I'm tired just talking about it. What good things the Lord can do. I want him to do some of it. You see what I'm saying? That's what revelation. See, revelation precedes manifestation. So why is it that I had all these scriptures on this situation and it didn't manifest? No, here's why. You didn't spend enough time with the scriptures so the Holy Spirit can talk to you. You ran off with the scripture. But holy men of God wrote as they were moved by the Spirit. You were moved by the scripture.
Wow.
Are you getting your answer today? I'm all about to close. You got your answer? You getting your answer? See, do you have your answer? You see, you can see it, but you can't have it until the Holy Ghost teach you about your supernatural sonship. That I'm talking about you. See, Jesus kept doing what he was doing because Jesus kept having a revelation of, first of all, who he was. See, you got to have a revelation of who you are. Not just a revelation of who Jesus is. Oh, y'all don't want me to talk to you this morning. Sit down. You got to let Jesus give. Jesus already know who he is. Jesus already know what he can do. But until you get a revelation of your sonship and your connection with the Father just like Jesus, you're not going to do nothing. You depending on Jesus to do it for you, but Jesus can't do it until you have a revelation of who you are. If you don't know who you are, Jesus can't do it for you because you can't produce the faith to get it. Hear me well. You waiting on something God already have given you. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. The force of your sonship, the force of your divine connection, the force of your righteousness. You don't have to be begging and asking for this stuff. Take it. I said, take it. It's mine. I have it now. So I need a revelation of my sonship. I need a revelation of 1 John 4:17. As he is, so are we in heaven. Come on, turn to 1 John 4:17. I got to close. Turn to 1 John 4:17. My question is, how was he? How was he, Jesus? How was he when he was in the world? How was he? He was a miracle worker. He a son. I'm a son. Sam Daddy.
I love it. That's a good preaching.
Sam Headquarters.
Sam Spirit.
Then Jesus have assigned us to take his place in the earth realm and carry out the Father's business as he started.
Yes, sure did.
Because in John 14:12, he said, the work that I do, so you do all. Then he said, greater works. What did he do? Where was he getting his power from?
You're teaching that.
Do you really know who you are?
Glory to God.
You need a revelation that there's nothing impossible for you to do or have. I need somebody talking up in here.
That's good word.
But it. Oh, Jesus, it has to come through the Holy Ghost giving you a revelation that nothing is too hard for God.
Glory.
If thou can believe, talk to me, all things are possible to your sonship.
Yes, sir.
Glory
to my sonship.
Glory to God.
To my sonship.
Glory to God.
Miracles, signs, and wonders are normal to a revelation.
Whoa.
If you're walking in your supernatural sonship and revelation, miracles will not over excite you. Why? You expect it to happen.
It's normal. I got you, Dad. It's normal.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. You expected it to happen because that's the life you live. You live a life of revelation. What it say in Matthew 16:16? What it say? Y'all didn't turn there? I told y'all Matthew 16:16. Y'all got all caught up in the service. Huh? So you got a revelation. Now all the rest of them was guessing. All up ahead, they see John, Elijah, the of Christ. Son. What 17th verse said? That is, flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but my Father. Go on. What else he said after that then?
And I say unto you that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.
What else?
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against
thee. Wait a minute. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Malfunctioning. You know, something malfunctioning. Something supposed to go right, but it do something else. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. Your heart not keeping the blood pressure right. Or something like that. I mean, something, let's use physical. Something not happening right. That shouldn't prevail against you. But you have to have what Peter got just there?
Revelation.
A revelation. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. All I need, tell three people, all I need is a revelation. Now, why? Here's why. Here's where we've been. Here's where we've been. Now, here's where we've been at large. Every now and then we get a little leak, but 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man. And I want to put another man in that same voice. I want the natural man and the carnal man. They're cousins. They see alike. The natural man blind as a bat and the corner Christian is blind as a bat. You don't know whether they're Christian or not because they act just like the blind man. Oh, blind man, do you see? No. Do you see? No, we both blind. The natural man cannot receive the things of God. The corner Christian cannot receive the things of God. You're carrying scriptures without revelation. Therefore, I can't give you the manifestation. Because if I give you a manifestation without a revelation, it's illegal. Satan could take me to court. This is his world. He's the God of this world right now because of what Adam did. But when you get a revelation, you switch on him. You ready? You switch in the realm of the resurrection. Philippians 3:10 said that I might know him and the power of his resurrection. When you get a revelation, you switch in the realm of the resurrection what overpowered Satan. Now, y'all didn't get it. I got to close. See, Paul said that I might know him and the power of the resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. When you get a revelation from the spirit world, you raised from the dead. You rise from the deadness of that situation. You come out of that, come out of the grave of that what's got a hold of you. It's why? You got a resurrection out of that sickness. A resurrection out of that lack. Someone have made you bitter. Someone have rubbed you wrong. And see, bitterness is a breakdown by satanic forces for you not to receive your promotion. But a revelation removes bitterness and bring you in a spirit of love. Oh my goodness. Therefore, now you can't be stopped because you're working in another realm. So I'm seeing it for my first time. I'm seeing every time you have a revelation, you're walking deeper into the resurrection. We don't have to wait till Easter. Other words, let me close. When you get a revelation, you're no longer just a reader. Or you're no longer dealing with scriptures you remember. But they come alive. And they begin to produce the same results that Jesus got. Not on Sunday, but every day and everywhere you go. Any good thing can happen at any moment when a person shows up who has a revelation. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. Here's another. See. Lift. Y'all stand up. All the rest of y'all stand up. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God. Because this is too important to miss. It's beyond emotion. It's beyond religion. It's a revelation. When you get a revelation from the Holy Spirit is a teacher, it lifts you into the realm of the resurrection. When Jesus rose, that third day, he rose with the stamp on him that he had overcome everything. And everybody. All his haters. Everybody who tried to hold him down. Pharisees and the Sadducees. Everybody who says he wasn't what he was. But now they can't argue with it. He said, tear this temple down in 3 days. And on the third day, it'll come back up again. He got up. He got up, Roy. He got just like he said. In 3 days. Didn't he get up? That was a fulfilled revelation. And now you as a son and a daughter of God knows that all I do is read the scriptures and wait on the Holy Ghost to give me a revelation. Once I get a revelation, I'm going to close the book, dust myself off, and walk away because I'm about to put some new garments on. I'm about to put on the garment of praise. Come on, where the praise is at? Come on. I'm about to put on the garment of praise. Right now, because I can't be defeated because he rose on the third day. And when he rose, I rose with him. All I need is a revelation to put me in my right place. But I'm already up. Nothing can hold me down. I have my breakthrough now. The Lord give it to me. And what the Lord give to me, this world can't take it away. See your breakthrough. Whatever you need. See your door. See your breakthrough. Do you see your breakthrough? All I need is a revelation. I'm a supernatural son of God. I can do the same thing that Jesus did, because Jesus, the Christ, lives on the inside of me, doing it again. You ain't heard what I said. I said, Jesus the Christ, living on the inside of me, doing it again. Whatever he did in Matthew, whatever he did in Mark, whatever he did in Luke, whatever he did in John, he's doing it again through the church. All I need is a revelation. Listen. My problem or my situation is an invitation for a revelation to bring a visitation to loose a manifestation. Your problem, you better hear this, I gotta close. The problems that you're dealing with are progress. It's progressing you through the process of trusting God at another level. What the enemy meant for evil, when you get a revelation, you and God, wait a minute, I didn't just say God, you and God are going to turn it out for your good. Every problem you have right now is taking you to another level. Man, you didn't hear what I said. Ask the point next to you. Did you hear what he said? Every problem you have now is designed to take you to another level. Y'all ain't get it. You heard I said, y'all? Every problem you have right now is set up to take you to another level. I'm trying to call, Glenn. Would you? I'm gonna say it another way. It's gonna blow your mind. Every sickness you experience is aimed to take you to better health. All the sickness is a signal that you need a revelation for supernatural healing. Oh, your money not right. Your money not right. And you tired. You tired of this money jumping. Your money not. Wherever you are now, in your finances, it's there to take you to another level. If you believe God and do what God tells you to do. Sing, come on, sing, John. Sing.
Hallelujah.